views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. Each week, you'll learn how to navigate the global shift of consciousness and explore the deeper knowledge within. Welcome home. Now here's your host, Dr. Kelly Neff.
Hello, everyone. I am Dr. Kelly Neff, and you are listening to Lucid Planet Radio on Transformation Talk Radio, CRN Digital Talk, and WBLQ 1230 AM, Rhode Island, Connecticut, and New York. Please stay with us for the next hour and let us help you experience healing, inspiration, and creativity. Every week on Lucid Planet Radio, we will have some of the most gifted scientists, healers, speakers, and authors helping you to become the greatest version of yourself. You can find out much more on thelucidplanet.com and stream all of our podcasts for free on lucidplanetradio.com, iTunes, TuneIn Radio, SoundCloud. Just search for Lucid Planet Radio. And of course, you can also connect with me on Facebook and Twitter at The Lucid Planet. And now on Instagram, too. You can follow my daily happenings. Again, just Instagram, The Lucid Planet. It is a beautiful day here in Denver, Colorado. And I just want to say how excited I am that we are now streaming on CRN Digital Talk Radio, bringing us to over 10 million homes in the U.S. and 100 countries. 25 stations just in Australia. It's amazing. And soon we will be launching right here in my home city of Denver. If you want to find out more about how to listen, how to come on the show or nominate someone for the show, or how to become a sponsor or advertising partner of the show, again, you can visit my website at thelucidplanet.com. I also want to let everybody know that this weekend, June 16th to 19th, I will be at Sonic Bloom Festival in the Spanish Peaks Country in Southern Colorado, where I will be doing press for Lucid Planet, and I will also be doing a workshop on sex and consciousness. So if you are interested in really good music and good vibes and good people, there's still a handful of tickets left. You can find them at sonicbloomfestival.com. We will also be hearing music from Sonic Bloom artists, including Templo and Closey, today during our show. So enjoy those jams, some of my favorites. And yeah, I can't wait to see you all this weekend. On that note, I want to talk about today's show. We are, as always on this show, addressing the shifting consciousness of humanity. And this is something that is very important to me. And we do a lot of shows talking about art and science and spirituality. And really what today's show is about is how we integrate all of these with media to enact global change. And with all the turmoil that's going down our world and getting thrust down our throats, you know, between the incredible intensity of the election, war, of course, the recent mass shooting in Orlando this weekend, there's a lot of really intense and bad news out there, and a lot of really difficult things happening. And one of my questions is, how can we use media and use our creativity to instill hope in people instead of fear? How can we work for inspiration instead of negativity? How can we create something that helps to connect us and push us forward? And to explore this, I'm very pleased to welcome one of my good friends, Jacob Devaney, to the show today. Jacob is the co-founder of Unify.org. He is also a blogger for UpliftConnect.com, as well as Huffington Post, and he is the director of CultureCollective.org. And Jacob really specializes in synthesizing art, science, and spirituality into informational blogs and writing, as well as developing social media campaigns and transmedia content for social change. He has also worked with elders from multiple Native tribes, such as the Hopi, the Lakota, the Cherokee, And he comes from a Creole background. And I think this really gives him a very unique perspective kind of on modern events that are happening through the lens of the ancient prophecies and the indigenous understandings. Jacob is also a lover of nature and community. And he and I both share the belief that we are all interconnected and we all have a special gift to offer the world. So today I really want to talk about the global synchronized meditation efforts at unify.org. Unify.org, of course, has over 1 million Facebook followers and over 2,000 organizers worldwide, and they produce globally synchronized meditations 4 to 6 times a year that have different themes. And we will also kind of talk about all of Jacob's writing projects and, you know, his work with the traditional native elders of the tribes. So if you're looking for a career in alternative media, or if you want to write about spirituality, this would be a great place to get started. So let me please welcome Jacob Devaney to the show. Hi, Jacob.
Oh, wow. Thanks so much, Kelly. Hello. Really glad to be here. And what you're doing is amazing. And I'm totally tickled to actually be able to be on your show. I would probably be just somebody who's listening to it most of the time otherwise. But it's great to be here.
Oh, thank you so much. Well, it is an honor to have you on. And the work that you are doing is incredibly inspirational and incredibly important. And what I want to know is, did you set out with the intention of, you know, I'm going to become an art and spirituality and media blogger, and I'm going to connect people through the internet and through writing and through Facebook? Or did you kind of just fall into this as part of your flow? I mean, I know I didn't come with this intention of starting the show, but here I am. How did you arrive at this point in time?
It's a very interesting journey. I think, you know, for the most part, I'm really super grateful the way that my parents raised me to really just really supportive of me in following my dreams and following my bliss and that whole kind of thing. So there was definitely a crossroads where I thought, oh my God, I need to just get a job at a big corporation or whatever. And, you know, and I luckily had my parents, you know, cheerleading me on to just, no, you're doing great. Who cares about the standard route? And so I think that was probably the biggest, that was the foundation on which it all grew. I would say that something that's really important to me as an artist, as a media creator, and just as a human being on the earth is just authenticity.
Yes.
And in order to have authenticity, you have to live authentically. And so that my own spiritual practice in life, my own desire to have balance in my life, is really the fountainhead of how my work came to be what it is. So for example, I was an activist as a teenager. I lied when I was 16, said I was 16 so I could knock on people's door for Greenpeace for a summer job. Mm. And I was, through that point and through my 20s, kind of an angry activist. and if anyone who's really paying attention, I mean, you have every right to be angry about what's going on.
It's hard not to be angry.
The way this beautiful planet, I mean, it's one thing if humans just want to mess each other up, that's okay. I mean, I'm not excited about that idea, but at least, at least be nice to the trees and the water and all the other beautiful creatures that live on this planet. So I was pretty angry in my 20s. And, I kind of looked at that as like the warrior archetype of like, yes. I had my sword out and I was ready to slay dragons. And I'm glad that I did that. But naturally, a point in my life arose where I was really just becoming bitter and cynical about everything. And luckily, I had, some people that really encouraged me to take my spiritual practice up a notch. And just with basically the idea of like, if being pissed off is the energy that comes off of you, like how many people are going to sign up for whatever kind of thing that you're selling,
Yeah.
So, So I learned a Tibetan compassion meditation called Tonglin. A woman named Pema Chodron is an amazing teacher of the practice. She has a Sounds True CD that I listened to a million times and practiced that for 10 years. And really just got me in tune with the reason I'm fighting to protect nature and the planet is because I love her so much. And that really that love that I experience in nature and that connection that I feel with the land should be nature teaching me the way that I need to communicate with others about what I'm passionate about. So that's really kind of, you know, the nuts and bolts of, my work and how science and spirituality and art kind of naturally crossed over with my work, which I still very much consider it to be activism. And, you know, the funny way that I came into even just being an entrepreneur and being self-employed was that I am a lover of live music. I do anything to get in free to a festival and camp all weekend. And I feel like festivals are kind of like our modern version of a powwow of, you know, like a sacred gathering of the tribes. You know, we're all on the land. We're all wearing our most colorful outfit. We're all in our best vibes and spirits and emanating the most beauty that we can and sharing meals together and dancing on the earth and looking at the stars and sitting around campfires or whatever. And so my little scheme was to work the kids area. And so,
Jacob, I have to cut you off. I'm so sorry, but we got to take a quick break for our sponsors. But when we come back, I am really excited to talk more about festivals. Obviously, we're both going to festivals this weekend. I want to hear more about the story about festivals and also how they integrate with kind of the native perspective and how this all plays into our present and our future. So stay tuned on Lucid Planet Radio, and I will be right back with Jacob Devaney after this short break.
What if your body and mind were the compasses to the secrets, mysteries, and magic of life? Glenna Rice, co-host of The Questionable Parent, is inviting you to access all that is possible. Glenna is a 10-year certified veteran access consciousness facilitator who offers an amazing variety of life-changing classes and workshops. Work with Glenna from anywhere with teleclasses and workshops all over the globe. To learn more and see Glenna's current schedule of events, classes, and workshops, visit glennarice.com.
Ladies, it's time to treat yourself. Join the Women of Wisdom for their annual fundraiser Saturday, June 4th. This is a sacred pampering day for women at North Seattle College. If you are a business and want to be one of our pamperers, we still have space. It's going to be a day to relax and treat yourself. For more information and to get tickets, visit thewowconference.org. That's the WOW conference.org.
Are you ready for a game changer? Sarah Westall is bringing you Business Game Changers Radio. Sarah brings you leading experts, visionaries, and newsmakers who provide the best commentary on big issues and cutting-edge innovations. Sarah's 20 years as a business executive will help you think like an entrepreneur with expertise, energy, and attitude. Tune in to Business Game Changers Mondays at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hi, I'm Tim Darter.
And I'm Steve Kramer.
Join us on Spirit Fire Radio. Discover how to add the mechanics of meditation to your day.
And watch yourself connect in a whole new way. Find the amazing moments in life's routines that often pass us by. Add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio.
Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. for your weekly guide to practical mindfulness. And to learn more, visit www.spiritfireradio.com.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people.
The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
We are back on Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly, and my guest today is Jacob Devaney, who's talking with us about art, spirituality, science, and media, really for global change. But before we continue, Jacob, I just want to make sure that everybody knows how to contact you to read your amazing writing, find out how to get involved in Unify and Uplift and Culture Collective and the Global Meditations and all that good stuff.
Well, my primary platform where most of my writings come out right now is upliftconnect.com. Uplift is such a phenomenal organization and group of people. It's the first place that I actually really just decided I will totally work for you and put my, you know, writing out on this platform first and foremost.
Nice.
And that's after years of writing on Culture Collective, which is culturecollective.org. Culture Collective definitely maybe has some of my rants and some of my older writing that will give you a sense for how I've developed and evolved over the years. My editors at Uplift, Azrael and Ayana and Mark Healy, have really helped me grow as a writer, and they made me mad on a number of occasions when I submitted a masterpiece and they wrote me back and said they didn't like it. They wasn't ready, or I didn't like back up my ideas well enough. Mm. But yeah, so I think, you know, my best work really right now is on upliftconnect.com. And then you can also find me through Unify, which now Unify is unify.org. I don't do much blogging there. I mostly do the social media, and it's really a joy to participate with that, because you can go to facebook.com/unify, and it's a beautiful community of people that are here trying to make a better world. And I think that's really important. It's just to not feel isolated, you know, here, you know, we try to do things and make a better world. And then when you feel isolated on top of it, it's really can be quite depressing. And so we have a growing online communities with these great Facebook pages. And Unify has definitely been a big part of that. So yeah.
For sure.
Thank you. Well, find me.
It's interesting how, you know, we talk about the digital age of how it really can make people feel more lonely, and, you know, social media use can increase narcissism, and it can lead to like all these social comparisons and kind of people creating these fake ego realities of themselves to like feel good about themselves. And it's very divisive. And yet at the same time, there is a lot of good that comes out of the connections that we're making on social media, groups that help unite people and help promote togetherness and love and kind of, you know, a world without boundaries and nations and, you know, meditations mm-hmm. together. And, you know, I think it's really great because it's the duality, I guess, of this realm, right? Everything can be used for good or bad. And so it's making a conscious mm-hmm. choice to use it for good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, you know, Unify, and I know we want to get back to festivals a little bit, and we'll lead back to it. But, you know, Unify is one of the most amazing things that's happened in my life. And although there was, you know, primarily four or five of us that kicked it off in 2012, we just, a bunch of us knew about some of the different Native prophecies about 2012. And we were just really upset that the media was turning it all about the end of the world, the end of the Mayan calendar, the end of the world. And, you know,
yes.
I'm just like, gosh, but like the media is just obsessed with anything that's terrifying. And
yes.
So we got the idea, Adil Kassam, Mark Healy, Patrick Crumpley, and then some other great helpers, Jonathan Heumann, and just Rebecca Tobias, and just amazing individuals. And we got the idea that we're going to make the beginning of the world, and we're going to organize a globally synchronized meditation on December 21st, 2012. And we're going to have friends from the Dew Lab back to Festival Land. They were all in Giza Pyramids for the sunrise on that date. And there was people in Stonehenge and people in Chichen Itza and Tikal and Tulum and on Hopi and Sedona and San Francisco Bay and just all over the world, Mauna Kea and Hawaii and all over, just people feeling like, you know what, we want to greet like a new time on the planet. And everybody had their cell phones, mm-hmm. and we didn't have a very good stream, but we did have, you know, we got to watch the sunset or the sunrise come up at all these sacred sites around the world online. And I think that's unprecedented, really. And then the network that came of that, I mean, we just thought, oh, we're going to do this. And then, I don't know, we didn't think anything past that. And then all of a sudden, it was like happening. And we were trying to keep up with it. It was like a snowball that got pushed down the hill. And it really, you still, can I keep going?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, well, I'm on a roll. It changed my mind dramatically from the activist. And, you know, I have to thank everybody. Adam Apollo was part of that, Adil Kassam.
Adam Apollo's been on the show.
Yeah, great human
great
being.
Guy.
And but it was just the idea of, like, I think it might have been Adil that said it. Somebody said to me somewhere, you know, Jacob, what would you do if there wasn't a dragon to slay?
Yes.
And it just rocked my world. You know, like, what if there wasn't an enemy? What if you weren't pushing against an enemy? And that to me was like the beginning of my own experience of unity consciousness, of even looking at my enemies or quote unquote enemies, the people that are destroying the earth or people that are creating endless wars, but to actually look at them as an aspect of myself and not an enemy, that they're part of me, that I'm part of them, that we're all having this experience on this, you know, this island of life that is swirling through an endless sea of stars, you know,
floating space rock spaceship. Yeah.
Yeah. So that for me was a big deal. That was my shift from being, you know, an angry activist to like thinking, okay, you know what? Really, the us against them paradigm is probably the biggest problem on the planet. Who cares what the us is and what the them is? We need to really just start thinking as one people. And what do we need to do? We need to change the way we use language. We need to change the way we have so much that we've inherited culturally. And just even as tribal people, you know, we identify ourselves as I'm this tribe or that tribe and you're our enemy or you're our ally. And we're just over-identifying a little bit too much with our cultural roots sometimes. Sometimes it's great. And other times you need to just take that veil off and say, you know what, forget it. We're all people. We all have a different story. We've all oppressed other people at some point in our ancestry, and we've all been oppressed at some point. None of us can say that our lineage is perfect or our tribe or our culture has been perfect, and we're all people. And so, so that's kind of how we came to be with Unify.
You know, I just saw this quote that someone posted on Facebook today from Jay Krishnamurti, and it said, identifying as a Christian or a Jew or a Muslim is still violent because you're practicing violence in the way that you're pulling yourself away from humanity and separating yourself in that way.
Yeah.
And I was like, whoa, that's super intense. But the more you think about it, it's true. It's our programming. And, you know, I'm a social psychologist. We are all familiar in my discipline of work with the blue eye, brown eye study, where you bring a bunch of strangers into the lab and you say, okay, the brown eyed people are in this group, and the blue eyed people are in this group. And literally, then you ask, okay, how much rewards or how much of the food in the room should be given to the other group? And they automatically want to give the other group less and give their group more, even when they are arbitrarily categorized in a lab just based on like some random characteristic. And so the social psych approach, and social psych came out of really a lot of the social psychologists fled Nazi Germany, came to America, started studying, you know, why can people do such horrible things to each other? What's going on? And their conclusion was that it's in our nature that the way that our brain stores and categorizes information, that we divide things into little groupings or schemas so we can understand them. But that's a subconscious process. But that doesn't mean that we can't elevate our consciousness to a place where we become aware that we are doing that, and then we stop doing that. And so that's what a lot of this work is really about. It's about coming into that awareness of the unity that we have and the connectedness that we have. And you know what? We're going to take a quick break. But when we come back from this break, Jacob and I are going to talk more about how you get over the us versus them way of thinking. And we're also going to touch again on the festivals and kind of the native traditions and what we can learn from nature and the native traditions, too, about finding this oneness with ourselves and with other people. So this is Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly, and I will be right back with Jacob Devaney after the break.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Awaken to your radiant, authentic self. For over 15 years, Soul Purpose Advocate Nancy Monson has been focused on leading change in the lives of those looking to live their true purpose. She is devoted to supporting people in living a soul-directed life every day. Let Nancy help you overcome fear, worry, and doubt. Visit EverydaySpirituality.com to learn how Nancy can be your Soul Purpose Advocate.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving. Even in the face of adversity, say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
We are back on Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly, and I am here with Jacob Devaney, who is talking with us about media and spirituality for global change. Jacob, when we left off, we were kind of talking about us versus them and how we kind of make sense of all of this.
Well, you know, I had an amazing opportunity. Uplift flew me to India this past spring with Prince EA and Bruce Lipton.
Amazing.
And Prince EA said to me this quote that I loved. And he says, you know, even when you say, I love you, you're already going down the wrong path. And I was like, what do you mean? That's like the best thing that you could say to anyone. Mm. And he's like, you're implying that there's separation already.
Wow. Oh my gosh. So we really do need to learn. So how do we reframe our language?
Oh, you know, I mean, I think it's really not an either or. It's a breathing. There's a flux. There are things that we do want to organize and we want to separate it so that we can make categories and understand and, you know, all of that. And then there's some things that we need to let the boundaries dissolve and mix together. And I guess, you know, coming from, you know, on my mom's side of the family, a St. Croix and a kind of a Creole ancestry, and being someone who loves New Orleans so very much, you know, they really celebrate the mixing together of cultures. Whereas a lot of people are like, our culture does this and we don't do that. I think New Orleans is a great example of letting the best parts of different cultural traditions all come together. That's where you get the blues. That's where you get jazz. That's where you get so many amazing cultural expressions that you see in New Orleans. So,
well, and that's very much kind of, it's very much a reflection of, you know, where are America, you know, we have these very deep, long-term indigenous roots here that have kind of been, you know, we've tried this certainly a couple hundred years ago, you know, we genocided all of the native people and tried to suppress these cultures. But yet the legacy is still here and there's a lot of wisdom.
Absolutely.
That comes from this.
Absolutely. You know, these people are still with us and we are also these people. Just to remind you, you know, you're an indigenous person. I'm an indigenous person. And there's many layers to that. We all come from this earth. And to also acknowledge, you know, I mean, you know, the Irish people were sitting around fires and telling stories and doing dances with the seasons and the pagans and, you know, all of us, all of our roots go back to the same place. And we're really lucky, I think, as horrible as the history was to Native people here, we owe such a debt of respect to those who have kept the tradition in the face of that genocide. And, you know, like there's an endless number of them. One that always really stands out to me is Chief Orville Looking Horse. He is the 19th generation keeper of the sacred white buffalo pipe. And you might want to look him up and learn about it. It's a very, very beautiful prophecy. It's not really for me to tell that story, but he's doing some amazing work right now on the planet. And one of the things that he's doing as a result of, you know, when the white buffalo was born, it fulfilled that 19 generation old prophecy. He wanted to start reactivating sacred sites on the planet. And so he has an event, which it's ongoing, but it's a one day a year. It's called World Peace and Prayer Day. So that's worldpeaceandprayerday.com or WPPD.social. And the idea behind it is just that if people are really connecting to a spot on the land somewhere and they're really listening to nature, that connection between them and the larger source of life that sustains them, we're going to all treat the planet a lot better. We're going to all treat each other a lot better. And that's how we're going to make healing. And so the idea of honoring and protecting sacred sites. And, you know, when you really love something, you don't even think about it when it comes to protecting it. It's just human nature. You know, if you spend some time at a local waterfall and you fall in love with that place and you can fall in love with places in nature that are just powerful. And they could be an ancestral site where, like, tribes and people went and gathered and had ceremonies and weddings and births and deaths and all sorts of things, or just prayer, or came together for, you know, prayer or solstices or equinoxes. And then those places are extra charged because you have generations and generations of people putting this intention into those spots. Or it could just be, you know, like a little spot on the creek that you go every day in your neighborhood, and, you know, and it's just your little spot. It's that connecting with nature is very powerful. And so, yeah, you know, right now we also have the Hokulea, which H-O-K-U-L-E-A, please look it up. Unbelievable. We have the Polynesian Voyaging Society. I hope I said that right. They're just basically, they're circumnavigating the planet in a double-hulled canoe using only indigenous technology. And
really?
The Polynesians, yeah,
wow.
They're in New York right now. And with Orville Looking Horse and representatives of the Haudenosaunee and many different tribes that have gathered there, Lenape and so forth. And it is a completely historic and prophetic moment right now on the planet. And they're also, in doing this, they're also letting the world know that, hey, you know, archaeologists, you can only say that humans migrated around the world based on sites you can dig up in the soil. But for the people that were sea navigating people, you can't find those sites. So it's a huge piece of the global migration story that the Polynesians are now, you know, saying, hey, look over here, we've got something that you're not noticing.
Yes.
And they've been traveling around the world and trading for thousands of years. So the Eurocentric version of migrations is about to be kind of overturned from this literal circumnavigation that's happening from the Hokulea crew. It's just an honor to be alive on the planet and see it happening.
Yeah, well, I think it's fascinating how so much of the knowledge and the history we've been taught is wrong, or maybe wrong, definitely wrong. I mean, I had Graham Hancock on the show a couple months ago, and he basically said, everything you think you know about history is wrong. And what an exciting time to be alive in this time of illumination, where we're starting to find out, we're seeing like the structure kind of crumble. That our little confines of what we think we know is real is kind of getting smashed in front of us. And many of us are embracing this, but it's also creating a certain amount of fear and resistance as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I'm glad that you said that. You know, there's something that Bruce Lipton is an amazing thinker of our time, somebody who's really synthesizing spirituality. And, you know, he's one of the...
I'd love to have him on the show.
Yeah, and you
you're out
will.
There,
we'll,
Bruce.
We'll try to make that happen. Yeah. You know, he's one of the main guys behind epigenetics, which epigenetics is to genetics what quantum physics is to physics. And but he talks a lot about just basically on a cellular level, it's growth or protection, which is fear or love. And if a cell is in growth, then it's, you know, exchanging information and it's networking with other cells and making super organisms and so forth. You know, like us humans are like billions of cells to make a super organism. Whereas sometimes a cell has to go into protection, which is a closed system. But a prolonged closed system means disease and death. So fear, you can get locked in fear. And I really encourage people, like right now, there's a lot of fear going on, and I really encourage people to notice it as the vibration that it is, rather than the story. Oh, it's Orlando shooting. Oh, it's another war. Oh, it's another nuclear meltdown. Oh, it's okay. You know, those things are real and they're problems, but recognize the vibration of fear and breathe it in. Feel it in your body. It's part of life. It's not bad. We don't need to sweep it under the rug. And then exhale love and peace and just... like really acquaint your being with the vibration of opening and embracing, because that's what it's going to take. You know, fear and the closed system is death and disease over time. Sometimes you need to do it for a little bit, but prolonged, it's not good. So love is definitely what connects us, and it keeps us healthy and And it's also should motivate us to be activists in this world because we love it so much.
And also not holding on to the anger is another thing where we have to breathe it in and we have to feel it. But like you said, you know, coming from the angry activist position, that also is kind of a blockage to love because we're always looking to blame and we're looking to fix and it's very well and good. But for me, what I have learned is that we fix the world really by finding peace and love within ourselves and then emanating outwards to people. Yeah. It's, we only have like a minute or two to the break, but I mean, is that how you cope? Is that what really helped you get through that anger phase and finding more of a
Yes, very much. I needed to find the peace within myself before I could help guide other people to it. And, and every now and then I lose it myself. I get caught up. Oh my God, I'm stressed out and freaking out writing articles about spirituality and art and science. And like, I'm, you know, a grump. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you don't just get there. That's what mindfulness is.
It's a practice.
It's recognizing what's happening and being present.
Yes.
And making adjustments where you need to. It's an ebb and flow. It's life. It's not this or that.
And also I will say, when you do find yourself slipping or getting into anger and fear-based emotions, don't beat yourself up to get out of those. I do that sometimes.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, I can't believe like I have not been on my spiritual path. I didn't meditate. And like, I get mad at myself. That also does not help you like accept, like, obviously I wasn't supposed to do that, but now that I'm here and I realize it, I can actually make those changes. and on that note, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to wrap up the show with Jacob Devaney. We're going to talk more about what it means to fuse art and science and spirituality for global change and really positive and uplifting mass media. So stick with us and we will be right back.
Do you want to achieve your goals? Do you want to strengthen relationships with others? Do you want to improve your financial status? Colette Marie Steffen is partnering with Mark Kettenbach to bring you an energetic upgrade online experience launching in April. Unfold and develop your full potential. Visit energeticupgrade.com today for more information. That's energeticupgrade.com.
Are you and your family looking for one manageable lifestyle change that will positively impact your health? Look no further. That change begins inside your drinking glass. Learn how to put a lid on junk drinking by sipping from a recipe collection of colorful, fresh, tasty, wholesome fruit and vegetable blends. Get your copy now of Sip the Garden, fun, easy drinks for a healthier family by T. Carrie Mitchell. Visit lifestyle120.com for information on how to order.
Get ready to rid yourself of all that is weighing you down and holding you back from living the life you want for yourself. Coming Clean, The Art of Transparency with Catherine Moss is a hit show for women in recovery who are ready to live life on purpose. Tune in and let Catherine help you live your truth one day at a time. Live each Tuesday, 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Get into it for 2016. Do you want more prosperity, clarity, energy, and balance in your life? Join Lynn Brown now through March for one of her amazing workshops, each focusing on a key part of living your best life. For more information and to register for one of these amazing workshops, visit lynnbrownevent.com. That's lynnbrownevent.com. And get into it this 2016 with Lynn Brown.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth,
transformation, healing, and thriving. Even in the face of adversity, say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
We are back on Lucid Planet Radio, wrapping up today's show with Jacob Devaney. And in case you're just tuning in, we've been talking about how we find a place of peace and love and cultivate balance within ourselves. Jacob, what is your go-to method? You know, obviously meditation and all of that is important, but what is your go-to method for finding that peace within yourself when the fear or the anger kind of rises up?
Well, you know, actually, just stretching, getting in my body. It is yoga. I mean, yoga means union. So it doesn't have to be a set of exact poses. It's just like feel your body and get into it.
Yes.
And actually on that note, June 21st, we are having our next globally synchronized meditation for International Day of Yoga. And there's a wave of people meditating at sunset in your region, wherever you are on the planet. So there'll be a wave of meditation for peace happening.
Nice.
So the other way I find peace is I go to my favorite spot in nature, which is, you know, kind of like sacred place. Like this afternoon, I was sitting by a waterfall and I was just looking at the white water splashing around in there. I was like, man, that water is so happy. It's like it's having a party. It's just splashing off the rocks and just, you know, and I just breathe it in. Like, I want that. I want to feel that. I'm made of water. I want the joy that I see in that flowing waterfall to be what's inside me. So,
Yeah,
again, that comes back to sacred sites and the wisdom that, you know, Orville Looking Horse is bringing back into the world and our indigenous relatives everywhere have never forgotten. And
yes.
For those of us that have forgotten, we need to remember. And so that's why things like music festivals are great. Right now I am getting ready for the Telluride Bluegrass Festival, one of my favorite events.
Awesome.
And it actually shaped my whole career because I came to volunteer at the kids area here. And my girlfriend had done Cirque du Soleil school and I had made puppets with art and action and to protest the WTO and all that. We made these big giant puppets. And so we just started doing a really elaborate kids area. And then Roy
awesome.
Carter from the High Sierra Music Festival came to the Planet Bluegrass Festival and hired us. And next thing you know, I'm getting hired to be at festivals and do kids areas and make parades and giant puppet parades. And then from there, it was just like, oh, well, I can't get a regular job now because for 2 to 3 months every summer, I get to go to festivals for free and be backstage and eat food and see all this live music and play with kids. So that just actually caused me to get into building websites and blogging and figuring out other ways to work on my own schedule and time to,
we're totally in the same boat, totally in the same boat. And
so it was my bliss. Yeah. It was my joy.
Yeah,
it led me.
It is, and I think so many people are continuing to discover the festivals, and there's something very tribal about a bunch of people all camped out on land together, dancing together to music. I mean, the shamans would say, free the feet to free the head. And so it's kind of like this co-creating, coming together. It's a very magical experience. And people from the outside everyone's just like getting high and like getting drunk and like, you know, but it's actually way different from that at many of these events.
Yeah.
There's a big focus
really
on
is.
Consciousness. I mean, I'm doing a workshop like at Sonic Bloom this weekend. I'm doing a workshop all about sex and consciousness and how we raise our sexual vibration and understand this is a part of our spiritual process. You know, so it's
and I love that. You know, I was at Lightning in a Bottle 2 weeks ago, and that's another. The Do Lab is an amazing production company.
They do,
and I felt like I was in college. Because every day I'm like, uh-oh, I'm doing this class. And, oh, there's David Avocado Wolf over there and Prince EA speaking over there. And and you're seeing the culture evolve there. You're seeing people talk about gender issues and how men can honor women and how we can bring more femininity back into the world and how we can eat different. And, you know, when you're around workshops like that all day, that's what you talk about. That's what you think. That's what you start to do.
Yeah.
And then you go home from that festival and hopefully you bring it with you.
Yes.
It's not about escaping into that world forever. It's about
making
changing
our
your
world,
lifestyle.
Yeah, making our world into that world is the way I like to look at it. You know, I don't
very much.
I don't feel a lot of separation now between that world and the world that I live in now, because I've worked so hard to cultivate space that supports growth and learning and critical thinking and also fun and lightheartedness and eating well and self-care and, you know, all those things. So the festival is a great little microcosm as a model for how you can kind of live that life. And like you said, once you go and you fall in love, anybody can find a way to work and be part of the festivals and make that part of their job and part of their livelihood. Anybody can do that. It's what you, if it's really what speaks to you. And that's what I say. Like, I went to my first festival in 2012. And by 2014, I was doing workshops at all of them. And by 2015, I'm doing press at all of them too. And so, yeah, it's just amazing.
I love it.
Things can happen so quickly.
I wanted to, I hope I have enough time to just tell you this one last little story. I was very influenced living in Arizona by the Hopi Nation. The Hopi people are amazing tribe that's living in a traditional way in northern Arizona, up on these mesas. And Martin Gashwesioma was a Fire Clan tablet keeper. He was an elder. And he was the one, he said, he showed me a carving on a rock and he said, this is technology and that's coming out of our DNA. And I said, you mean like computers? And he says, yeah, that came out of our DNA. And I never thought of it that way. I was always like down with Babylon and, you know, those computers. And but, you know, these computers are literally, they're rocks that come from the earth that are crushed up and melted into our motherboard. And the electricity is the electrons that we're gathering as the planet spins around the sun. So honoring the technology as sacred, I think, is really important. And you know, Martin said to me, so long as only people that are disconnected and have bad hearts are using the technology, we're in trouble. And the technology is here to help us. And, you know, so that changed my life. Again, coming out of the non-duality of like, I'm going to just be hippie granola dreadlock guy hanging out at rainbow gatherings to just being a total tech person and recognizing that this is a tool. It's a prayer the way we offer it, you know.
That's fantastic. And I also think it kind of speaks to this merging. And again, we don't have time to talk about this today, but we're going to do another show. Merging of like science and spirituality, how they are always presented as separate, but actually they're completely unified. And we're really reaching a singularity of that. And of course, I'm sure you have a lot of great articles about that topic that I've seen.
Yeah, please go, go to upliftconnect.com on the search bar. Search for my name, Jacob Devaney, or just look at, you know, the other writers for Uplift are phenomenal. Azriel is amazing. Chip, the whole crew, stellar writers. I did some great ones on art and consciousness.
That
featured the paintings of Amanda Sage. I did some on how music can shape consciousness. And it's just ecstatic, really, to start to recognize that science is, science is now realizing that, you know, all the stuff that we've been doing since we were tribal people for eons, like drumming and dancing and singing and painting and whatever, is it's health, it's wholeness, it's living a good life, and it's connection with community. And that community includes our waterways and our trees and the animals and everything. So, you know, they say in Native culture, you know, all my relations were all one.
Yes.
And so,
And we are. And, you know, I just want to point out, this is not just hippy dippy stuff. There's actual science. So go and read Jacob's articles, and there's all the sources and links to the sources. You know, this is not just like random hippie babble. I think some people think that sometimes until they go look at it. And I always remind people, I am actually a trained scientist, despite the crazy things that come out of my mouth. Jacob, we have 1 minute left in the show. And so in this last minute, what I wanted to ask you is, are you an optimist for the future of humanity?
I am. I joke myself and call myself a delusional optimist. but yes, absolutely. I think we can do it. I know we can do it. But I know we're not going to get there being pissed off and angry and cynical and fearful.
Yes. Wow. That was very good in a nutshell. Exactly. Love is the only way. Well, Jacob, I want to thank you so much for coming on the show today.
Thank you so much.
And, it's been lovely, and I hope to see you soon. Have a great time at the Telluride
Festival. Everybody join us on June 21st for World Yoga Day, and go to unify.org, where we have an interactive map where you can see people celebrating all over the planet.
Yes, and I will definitely be posting this up on lucidplanet.com as well for you guys to find out where to read all Jacob's stuff and about the International Yoga Day. And I hope you continue to join me every week, Wednesdays, 5 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Mountain, and 2 p.m. Pacific. And you can also find out more about us at the website, thelucidplanet.com, and just search Lucid Planet with Dr. Kelly across all the social medias, iTunes, et cetera, and you can get in touch with me. Next week, I will have Don Miguel Ruiz Jr. on the show talking about self-mastery. Yeah, can't wait. Self-mastery and the Toltec Secrets to Personal Freedom. So stay tuned for that.
You're such an inspiration, Kelly. Look, you've done it. You followed
Thank
your bliss
you.
And look, and now you're helping other people that follow their
now
bliss.
Now I get
and,
to talk to
We're all lifting each other up.
Thank you. I get to talk to all these amazing people. I'm so grateful. So thank you guys so much for tuning in. Thank you, Jacob. And I will see you next week. Light and love.
You've been listening to the hit show, Lucid Planet Radio, with renowned psychologist and author, Dr. Kelly Neff. Tune in each week as we illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. This hit show will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake up to the greatest version of yourself. Learn how to navigate the global shift of consciousness as you explore the deeper knowledge, passion, and purpose within. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for upcoming show topics and to contact Dr. Kelly.